Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on tackling the plastic waste problem. The participants are Mukul Sanwal, environmentalist, and Anubha Rautagi, anchor.
Today, plastic waste has become a critical environmental issue worldwide, including in India. In the last few decades, plastic consumption across the world has gone up 4 times, and global plastic waste is expected to nearly triple by the year 2060, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. How serious is the problem of plastic waste in India? How is it being tackled? And what are the government policies and programs to reduce it? To discuss these important issues, environmentalist Mukul Sanwal now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program. Mr. Sanwal, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Sanwal, first of all, I'd like to understand from you, how big is the problem of plastic waste in India? That is, how much plastic waste is generated annually and what are the main sources?
In India, we are lucky. We are fortunate in the sense that urbanization is still taking place. Plastic waste is essentially a problem of urbanization. When people move from rural areas to cities, they don't produce what they consume. It comes from somewhere else. When it comes from somewhere else, it needs some packaging. A lot of it needs some packaging. If you have fruits coming from somewhere, they need some packaging. They cannot come in a sack. If you order something, if you buy something, it is also produced somewhere, it also comes in a package. Question is, what is that packaging and how far it is coming from? Now, abroad, they have a very serious problem because 80% of their population has moved to cities nearly 50 years ago. Our population is still moving into cities. Only 50% has moved. And we are still in the process of urbanization. That is one. Two, they don't produce most of the things they consume, whether it is fruits, vegetables, furniture, and other daily use item textiles. They import. When they import most of these items, there is a lot of packaging involved. Much more packaging than for us. Most of it comes from within the country. The third big difference is the level of income. We don't buy and sell or waste as much as they do. It has been computed that Europe and North America, particularly North America, more than one third of the food is thrown away because their system is different. You go to the supermarket once in a week, you have sales on a big packet of 5 kilos of meat, you buy that 5 kilos, you can't consume it within a short period of time, you throw it away. That is part of the ills of high income without that cultural background which we have. I think it is very important for us when we compare ourselves to Europe or North America and we see whether we will come to that stage where something like 20 to 25 kilograms of waste is produced by each individual in a city. We are not going to come to that stage because our culture is different. We have a culture of using, not wasting food, for example. Recycling as well. But the food is important because right from childhood, the children are taught not to waste food. But there, if you go to a restaurant or even home, they leave the food, they throw it away. And then we have this culture of recycling. That culture of recycling is important because the type of produce we had, the type of link with nature that we have, they developed out of colonialism where they were not interested in nature. They were only interested in exploiting nature because it was in some other country. We never had that. In our country, in our culture, the question of importance of nature and the dependence on nature has always been there. So when the government says, do not throw away plastic, try to recycle it, it has a different impact on the citizen than the impact of the similar has in Europe and North America. I think that is a very important aspect.
Now, the government has enacted rules and policies to tackle plastic waste, including ban on single-use plastics. So what are the government regulations? What are the important government regulations and policies currently to control plastic waste in India?
Single-use plastic is an important policy. But in implementation, there has been a problem because of the cost factor involved. Single-use plastic bags are cheap. The shopkeeper is prepared to give you the bag without charging you. But if you ask him to give you a jute bag, he will ask you to pay for it. If you are asked to take the jute bag from home, you also have a problem because you don't go to buy fruit and vegetable in the evening. Most of the people coming home after a daily as a laborer or someone from the office or someone going back home, they do a little bit of shopping. And for that evening meal, you have the arrangements accordingly. So while the government intention is there, while they are raising this issue, but enforcement has not been done in that manner. On the other hand, the segregation in the city has worked better. Government has said that you segregate biodegradable from non-biodegradable waste. That is household waste. That has worked better because they do not find it inconvenient and they see the advantage of it both for the society, for nature and for the nation. The third thing is that recycling of waste, the circular economy concept, has progressed quite well. The best example I can give is the cement industry. The fly ash that comes out of the coal has been used to make bricks, has been used to put on roads. National Highway is using waste material. Bricks, concrete bricks are coming up which use this material. The advantage is that it does not, the strength is not reduced, the shape does not change. So for all practical purposes, it is as good as a brick which does not use the recycled material. So gradually this change is taking place. But again, the stage of developed we are, not in, only in terms of urbanization, but also in terms of income, it is going to take a while for us to, for example, all bricks should be concrete bricks. But because local bricks are cheap, they are as effective in a sense. So this is the second example. Again, a very common example is recycling of steel. Now, abroad, more than one-third of steel produced is recycled steel. They have more cars than us. They use more material because they are richer. Their urbanization, 80% are living in cities. So this is also taking place here that you recycle. If you go to the shop to buy plastic furniture, even in villages, even in small towns, you will find recycled and non-recycled. Recycled material. It doesn't affect the strength. Maybe the shape a little bit, maybe the finish a little bit, but otherwise it is as good and a lot of people are buying it. But the fact that it should become almost 100% is going to be very difficult. Even in Europe and North America, they have not achieved that. It will take time. But it is possible for it to be achieved here, again, because of our cultural differences, because of who we are. We don't waste.
I want to take this discussion a little further about the government policy. So there is something called an extended producer responsibility or EPR on plastic packaging, which was notified in 2022 under the plastic waste management rules. So what is this particular, what is EPR and what is its significance?
Idea at that time was that you will add the cost and when the bottle comes back to you, the shop or wherever, the person turning the bottle will get some money. So there was an incentive that you bring back the bottle and we will give you some money. Now, it didn't work because of practical difficulties, but at the same time, it is working in a very different and unintended manner in our country because you have the rack of the poor people who are collecting plastic bottles. If you are very observant, you will notice that the waste areas, even in the colonies, the sectors, the parts of the cities, before they are collected for the landfills, you will find people picking up the plastic. Whatever is reusable is being picked up. It is being picked up because it is reusable. When it is reusable, they will get some money for it. They will get a very small amount, but they will get something. And even in the landfills, you are finding this going on. That it could be aluminium, it could be plastic, it could be something else. They are picking it up. So the problem is different here to United States or North America, which we don't usually appreciate because our laws, our concepts are borrowed from them. The government is making an effort to distinguish our problems from those of Europe and North America. I think it will take some more time. It will take more awareness and education because we must be aware of the fact that we have a problem, but it is not as severe and it is not going to be as severe.
How significant is the Swachh Bharat mission in the management of plastic waste? Because managing plastic waste is a component of a Swachh Bharat mission.
See, I think the most important point of the Swachh Bharat mission was, again, the idea of Swachh Bharat. Not the each individual element, but the idea of Swachh Bharat. You will remember that when the entire idea started off, it started with the political leader, the prime minister, taking a broom and cleaning the street. So it started from there. That was the image that was sought to be planted in the minds of the citizens, that it doesn't matter whether it is a public road or your house, you need to keep it clean. So I think Swachh Bharat has had a big impact, not in terms of individual elements, but in terms of putting across a message to the citizens that, look, it is not just inside your house that you have to keep clean. It is the public spaces also that you have to keep clean. And then comes the individual element. Do not litter. Do not throw things. Throw things in the right place. You will find that boxes are now placed in the parks. It was not there in the past. It's all part of Swachh Bharat. when you look at in this dimension, you find it has been very successful.
So here, let me share with our listeners that the government of India provides additional central assistance to the states and union territories under the Swachh Bharat Mission for solid waste management, including plastic waste management in urban and rural areas of the country, as per scheme guidelines. Plastic waste management units or PWMUs are established under Swachh Bharat Mission Phase 2 Grameen, and financial assistance of up to 16 lakh rupees per block toward the construction of a PWMU is provided. Mr. Sanwar, plastic waste is a major contributor to environmental degradation, but we cannot wish away plastic because it plays a very crucial role in industries such as packaging, retail and manufacturing. And it is also a source of revenue for us. We export plastic products. So the government is setting up plastic parks or industrial zones specifically designed for plastic related businesses and industries. And these parks include facilities for plastic recycling, among other infrastructure. So how important are such government initiatives to achieve environmentally sustainable growth?
Now, the park issue is at the manufacturing end, not at the consumer or disposal end, but at the manufacturing end. Now, at the manufacturing end, the reality is that most of the plastic units, apart from very big people, but most of the plastic is produced by small units. Now, small units cannot deal with the environmental issue. Their technological upgradation is a problem, and they cannot have economies of scale. They cannot increase production. But they don't get help. They do not know how to do it. They have been doing something traditionally. So now the idea has come that every state should have at least one plastic park where these people will be relocated, or they will be allotted land, they will get financial assistance, and they will get technological assistance. The most important thing is that they will get technological assistance. And research institutions have been linked with this. So it is this linkage that I think is important to upgrade the industry. Again, not the big people, because most of it is for the small sector. Upgrade them, to bring them to a scale that they can become major producers of high quality, cheap goods, and also go for export. So I think this is a very important step, because we will need to look into this aspect of plastic use in the future as we urbanize, as our incomes increase.
India is now the world's most populous country, and our plastic consumption will rise in the coming years. So how can behavioral change be encouraged among consumers and businesses to reduce plastic usage and adopt sustainable alternatives?
You see, you can already see the change, the difference between urbanization in India and urbanization abroad. We are going vertical. They have spread out more than we have. We have more use of public transport than they have. Electric vehicles, of course, China is the exception, where more than half the vehicles that are bought are electric vehicles. But electric vehicle use is increasing not only for vehicles, but also for two-wheelers very rapidly. These are all part of behavioral change.
Specifically to do with plastic waste management.
Specifically to do with plastic waste management, we can see we don't use that much plastic. If you look at the use of plastic, the amount of plastic waste that is produced, it is, as I said earlier, it is something like 1/20th of what is produced in Europe and North America. And we will never go to that level, because we do not have that kind of packaging coming from all over the world. It is, we are producing using most of what we produce here. Something comes from abroad, but very limited manner. There almost everything comes from abroad. As I said, they have that culture of waste because they grew out of colonialism. It is somebody else's property. They have no link with nature. In our culture, the link with nature is so powerful that I do not think we will go beyond a point. And once missions like Swachh Bharat, which have an impact on students also, on a younger generation, things will change.
Mr. Sanwar, thank you so much for joining us and giving your views on this very important issue.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on tackling the plastic waste problem. The participants were Mukul Sanwal, environmentalist, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsgtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.